Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. I hope you didn't make... Did I make you mad, Kevin? Because I want you to like me, because I think you're really cool.
Of course it didn't make me mad. I just try to put together only elite sports clicks for the show, and I feel like I let you down, Lisa.
You didn't. I think that's pretty cool, because like I said, I'm not that person, you know? I'm really not. I like going to games, but I'm... So this is what somebody said. I wonder if Kershaw had a bonus attached to his contract where he would get paid for every perfect or no hitter, and I think they're indicating that they pulled him because they didn't want to pay something.
I mean, they've committed so much money to him throughout his career. I don't know if I'm sure some pitchers might have bonuses like that built in. I think it had to do more with the fact that he's dealt with injuries in his career. He's up there in years in his career. He's dealt with some elbow stuff. They didn't want to push him early in the year, especially with the abbreviated spring training. So I can understand where the Dodgers were coming from.
Okay. All right. A few more about the bicycles and all of that stuff. What will they do when it's snowing and it's covering the bike lanes and a visitor drives in the lane not knowing? I'm sure the camera will still register them as a violation. All about increasing revenue. That's from 847. And I think a lot of suburban people feel like, I don't know where to drive, you know? What if I weave into that lane and not sure where I'm going? And that's a good question. 708 said, I support Norma's view of the bicyclists on Milwaukee Avenue. They ride like the Wild West, and the city is counting on car drivers to make mistakes because mistakes equal cold cash. 708 says, how come bike riders don't have tags to ride the streets? You need a tag on your car, city sticker. They want everything but pay for nothing. I didn't know that would be such a topic. But we'll get them back on and see if they get that pushed through. It's 423. This is Chicago's Afternoon Drive show. It is called Chicago's Afternoon News, and we try and cover a variety of topics. And this topic certainly caught our eyes because hundreds of birds were found dead, likely from avian flu, at Baker's Lake near Barrington. So we've reached out to Chris Anker, senior wildlife biologist at Cook County Forest Preserve. How are you today, Chris?
Doing well, thank you.
So hundreds of these, and they're cormorants, right? Or am I saying they're cormorants? All I know is I caught one once on a fishing pole. I was pulling up a fish, and attached to the fish was one of these birds.
Yes, it's referred to as the double-crested cormorant. There is a very large population of them on a rookery on an island in Baker Lake in Barrington. And over the course of the past week, about 200 of those birds have died.
So we've seen 23 million birds in commercial flocks being culled over the past, I don't know, few months because of this avian flu. So that's a pretty sickening sight. I can't imagine what it looked like for people who, you know, hike around there, bike around there, live around there to see all of these dead birds. So you tested, how many did you test?
So 7 birds were sent in, and we are, it is presumed at this point that it is avian influenza, and we're waiting for the final report from the federal lab. Avian influenza is one of the reportable diseases, so the federal government is the only agency that can officially declare it as such.
And so this avian flu breakout, is this one of the worst that we've seen in recent memory?
It is by far the worst that I have ever seen. I've been affiliated with the Forest Preserve District of Cook County for 41 years, and this is by far the largest incidence.
And the zoos, I know, have brought all of their birds inside to try and protect them. Go ahead, Steve. I know you had a question for him.
Well, you know, I would think I was confusing earlier. I talked about how we lost all our blue jays and everything, but that a texter said that might have been the West Nile virus. So you tell me, you're the expert, Chris, but and is it the sort of thing that those of us who like to feed birds in the backyard, we should stop because birds are congregating in one spot?
So the blue jays that you're referring to were, in fact, West Nile virus, and that virus is spread via the mosquito, and so that's a completely different type of disease than what we're referring to here. Last year, we also had an outbreak of avian pox, which was concentrated around bird feeders, and we were recommending that folks either remove all the seed or clean their feeders on a weekly basis. In this case, the birds that are affected thus far have been poultry, waterfowl, and water birds. And those birds that actually feed on the dead and dying. So there have been instances of hawks and vultures succumbing to the disease from feeding on the freshly dead carcasses.
And so were all these birds, these hundreds of birds at Baker's Lake, cleaned up, or were they left there to be feasted on?
A lot of them were cleaned up. Many of them ended up in a very large cattail marsh, so they were completely inaccessible to pull out.
This is Chris. Chris Anker is a senior wildlife biologist at Cook County Forest Preserve. We're talking about the avian flu and the fact that it killed hundreds of birds on Baker Lake. And so you said this strain is really bad this year, and it would affect herons and egrets and any of these waterfowl. Are we talking about geese and ducks as well?
That's correct. So throughout the central region of the United States, there have been outbreaks in ducks and geese. And a few birds that have fed on them. So a handful of vultures and a handful of hawks.
Okay. Yeah, just 30 seconds. Let me give you two quick questions. If we find dead waterfowl in our backyard, if we live by a lake, what do we do?
You need to contact the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, regional wildlife biologist, and they can be found on their website.
And experts are saying, though, the chances of humans getting avian flu are very rare. Some are concerned about it these days, given that COVID likely jumped from wildlife to humans. Is that a concern?
At this time, it is not. There's no evidence that that is occurring. The only way that you could be infected at this point would be if you were to handle the dead or dying birds. So we recommend that you do not.
Thank you so much for joining us, Chris. We appreciate your expertise.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Steve's got the news next on 720 WGN.